This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm here sitting on your bedside tonight, ready to tell you a story. I travel all over the world visiting boys and girls everywhere, and seeing the things they do and hearing the stories they have to tell. And tonight I want to tell you a story about the kids next door helping in the garden. Well, you know, I was watching these children, and they were playing in the yard, and they were just having such a good time. And then they all went home, and Jimmy went in the house, and he said to his mom, "Mommy, what can we do? I've sort of run out of things to do." And his mommy says, "Well, Jimmy, what would you like to do?" "Well, I don't know, Mom. Have you got a suggestion?" And she said, "Well, I was planning on putting in a garden this afternoon, a vegetable garden in the backyard. I was going to dig up the ground and rake it nice and smooth and plant the seeds in there. And if you want to help, I'd be happy to have you help." "Gee, Mom, that's great. That's great. Where's the shovel? Where's the rake? And you know, Mom, that'd be such fun." Well, Jimmy's 8 years old, and he thought that'd be just great fun. Well, he went in the backyard, and he took out the shovel, and he decided that he was going to plant a wonderful garden. He talked with his mother about what sort of vegetables would be in it, and Jimmy said he'd like corn, and he'd like this and that. She said, "Well, you just go on out and prepare the garden, and we'll take care of it." So Jimmy was out there digging in the garden, and dirt just didn't want to give up to his shovel. He wasn't quite strong enough to get that dirt onto his shovel and tilt it over and get ready to have the garden grow. And along came a couple of his friends, Tommy and Brian. And Tommy is 12 and Brian was 6. And they said, "Hey, Jimmy, what you doing?" And Jimmy says, "I'm putting in a garden. And I'm going to have corn and radishes and carrots and celery, and I'm going to have all sorts of good stuff." And they said, "Well, what are you doing?" "Well, I got to dig the ground here first, take the rake and smooth it all out, make it nice, and I got to fix it up and make it just absolutely perfect." "Well, gee, that would be great. Hey, can we help?" And Jimmy says, "Well, if you want to." And they said, "Yes, we'd love to." So Brian says, "What can I do?" And Jimmy says, "Well, you lay out all the packages of seed there on the picnic table, and let's see what all we're going to plant. And Tommy, you're a big, husky guy. Would you like to shovel? And I'll take the rake, and I'll smooth out what all you shoveled." Tommy says, "Great! I love to shovel. Whenever I get a shovel in my hand, I sometimes go and go and go and go and go." Well, Jimmy says, "Well, just go 20 feet that way and 10 feet this way. We'll make the nice rectangle here." And Tommy says, "Gotcha." So he started digging. And he turned over the dirt and turned over the dirt and turned over the dirt. And Jimmy was raking as fast as he could, leveling it out, smoothing it out. And all of a sudden, Tommy came to a great big boulder in the ground, big as can be. It was at least 2 feet big. And so he said, "What are we going to do about this?" And Jimmy says, "Well, I got a rope here. We'll help to pull it out. We'll roll it out." And they rolled it out. And they put it in the corner by the fence. And it took some tugging and some pulling and some rolling, but they did it. And they had a wonderful time. And they finished digging the garden. And Tommy says, "Okay, now we got the garden dug. Now, let's plant the seeds." Jimmy says, "Good, let's just dump them in over here." And then Tommy says, "Oh, hey, my mommy always said, whenever you do something, read the instructions. Read the instructions. Look at the back of the package that tells what to do." Well, Jimmy says, "I never did this before." Tommy said, "I help my dad do this all the time." And so he took the package and read the instructions for the corn, because that was what Jimmy wanted the most of, corn. And they made rows in the back of the garden for the corn, and they put it 3 inches, 4 inches deep, what it said in the package, and 2 inches apart, and then they went right along, tuk, 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 and they had 4 rows of corn. And Jimmy says, wow, this is great. And then they planted the rest of the seeds after reading the instructions. And the garden looked just beautiful. And so then Ryan says, I'll get the hose. And he brought the hose out and was all set to squirt the hose without a nozzle on it. And Tommy says, hey, wait, you'll drown our plants. You'll wash them all out of there. It's got to be a spray, not a big old plotch of water. And Brian says, I didn't know. And so they screwed the nozzle on the hose, and Brian took the hose and gently sprayed out a spray of water over the beautiful garden. And little by little, all of it was all wet. And then Brian says, well, what else can we do? I don't want to go home yet. And so Jimmy says, well, I tell you, next door in the bacon field are some stones. Let's go get the stones and make a stone outline for our garden, like a, you know, just a stone outline. Oh, Tommy says, that's fun. Oh, well, let's do that. And Jimmy says, okay. So they started to go, and Tommy says, hey, if we take your coaster, Jimmy, we can carry lots of stones. But if we do it with our hands, we got to make a lot of trips. And so they took the coaster, and they put a lot of stones in the coaster, and all three had to pull it over because it was so heavy and so much to pull. But they got it over. And they made stones all around the garden, and it looked just beautiful. And after they finished that, they were dirty, and they were sweaty, and they were laughing and just having such a good time. And Jimmy's mother came out and said, boys, what are you up to? And Jimmy says, we got the garden in, Mom. You got the garden in? I thought sure you wouldn't be done digging by now. That's a lot of digging. Well, Tommy helped with the digging. Well, thank you, Tommy. And Brian helped to lay out all the seeds, and I did the raking. And then we got the stones from the vacant field next door and put them around. Doesn't look nice, Mom? And we read the instructions on the package before we put any seeds in. Each bag was different. We read that. And we put a stick on the end of each row with the bag on it so we'd know what we had planted in that row. Oh, Jimmy, you never cease to amaze me. You are so brilliant. And Tommy didn't speak up and say a word. He just let Jimmy bask in his mother's praise. And Brian, too, basked in the praise because he's part of the game. And Jimmy's mother said, boys, I tell you, you're so wonderful. Would you like to come in the house now and have a big bowl of ice cream and big piece of cake? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And then their faces fell. They said, but, yes, I know, you're all dirty. You go to the sink there in the garage, and you wash yourselves up. There's a couple of towels, I'll bring them out for you. And when you're done, you come on in, and we'll have that cake and ice cream. Well, the boys went in and had the cake and ice cream, and they ate to their fill, and they were delighted. And when they went home that night, they told their mothers and fathers all about the wonderful garden they made. And Jimmy told his dad how his friends had helped him to make this wonderful garden. You know, boys and girls, when we follow our mother and father's instructions, wonderful things happen. We learn things, we do things, and life is so wonderful and so exciting. We just bubble over with joy and happiness. And that's what happens when you follow your mom and dad's instructions, because they know what they're doing. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it on you and put you to dreamland. Now, grab your mommy and daddy. Give them a big hug. Say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Give them a big smoochy kiss. Say, oh, you're wonderful. And then cuddle down in your bed, because Mr. Sandman is going to spread his pixie dust all over you. And you're going to fall asleep. And you're going to dream the most wonderful dreams that you could ever imagine. Now, your mommy and daddy got to back away. Unless they want to go to sleep, too. Because when Mr. Sandman puts his pixie dust on people, they fall right asleep. So, my beloved, this is Mr. Candle. I'll sit on your bedside tomorrow night and tell you another story. So, You just have happy dreams and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.